We are saying that the military has got a role to protect citizens, not to attack citizens. Basically, that's the message we have.
We're seeing that many residents are saying they are in fear after the military did a blitz against them once these proceedings were over. What's your view on what happened?
Yes, the villagers are in fear. The people who participated in the rally are in fear, and they are not. Some of them have since fled their homes for fear of reprisals from the very same people who are supposed to protect them. The police and the military. But I think what is instructive is the very fact that this impunity has continued even after the formation of the inclusive government. You know, the abusive state institutions, particularly the state security apparatus, has continued to instigate violations against defenseless citizens, and nothing has been done in terms of bringing them to justice. So we condemn that. We condemn that in the strongest of terms.
Now the MDC and many organizations as yourself are calling for the arrest of those military agents who inflicted violence upon these supporters. Do you think that this will be fruitful?
Yes, we are saying that within the context, so within the framework of the current Southern African Development Community FADAC mediation process to resolve the political crisis in Zimbabwe, just to go for elections without initiating these reforms, without implementing reforms to ensure that the people are protected and ensure that the people will be able to exercise their civil and political liberties.